In Low, the tactical police force members, wearing black leather jackets, violently removed the students from the building. A member of the faculty member remembers the night that became known as Bloody Tuesday.
I found a student who was dazed, bleeding profusely from the forehead. The police refused to let me pass. I said, this man is wounded, he needs help. They said, get out. Police had formed two lines which you had to run through, being pummeled all the time. He was very fortunate in that he wasn't kicked in the groin as most of the demonstrators were. Instead, he just had his legs kicked and his back punched. However, at the end of the line, he was hit with a blackjack, at which point he was unconscious. The next thing that he remembers was that he was in the first aid station.
Kenneth Clark, president of the Metropolitan Research Center, wrote a letter in protest of the police brutality to the administration.